The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Cedric Simonet, Chief Operating Officer, or maybe I should say Chief Executive Officer of Altona Rare Earth, ANR's ticker. Cedric, thanks for joining me.
Good morning, Justin.
Yeah, and there's lots of news to discuss today because congratulations on the listing on the main board, the big board of London Stock Exchange. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the fundraise, board changes, and how the project's going in Monte Moambe. Before we do all that, Cedric, for people maybe not familiar with Altona Rare Earths, just explain, if you could, what the business is about.
All right. Altona Rare Earths is exploration and development company for rare earth projects. Altona used to be listed on the ACWI stock exchange. We exited the ACWI stock exchange in March as part of our move to the London Stock Exchange, which took place today, actually. And our flagship project is a Monte Moambe rare earth project located in Mozambique.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, so let's talk about, first of all, the listing. So why have you chosen to list on the main market, and what advantages will this give you?
Well, ACWIS is a great stock exchange for small companies, but there are not so many companies in our industry which are on ACWIS. So we felt a little bit limited, and as the project and the company were growing, we felt the need to move to a slightly more senior stock exchange, and that's why we chose the LSE.
Yeah, okay. And take us to the fundraise. You know, what have you raised, and what will it be used for then, Cedric?
All right. So we intended to raise initially £1.25 million, and the fundraise we did got a very good response from investors. So we ended up with £2 million. It was significantly oversubscribed, which shows the confidence that investors have in the project and the company. And the funds will be used for our 2023 deliverables. The immediate deliverables that we are working on is our maiden mineral resource estimate and our scoping study. This should be out towards the end of August. Once these are out, Monte Moambe is under a farm-in agreement. So we currently hold 20% of the project, and on completion of the MRE and the scoping study, we will get to 51%. So that's a very, very important deliverable. We will also commence some of the PFS activities that have to be done at an early stage in July next month. And we will also apply for a mining concession. In Mozambique, it's possible to obtain mining concessions, mining licenses relatively at a relatively early stage in projects, so we intend to take advantage of this. So all this is going to first de-risk further the project and advance it, but it's also going to translate into some good news flow all through the rest of 2023.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, well, you are now the CEO. Explain why this has happened. What's going on for the board?
All right, so it's taking place today on listing day, a few changes in the board. First, I am taking over from Christian Taylor Wilkinson as the CEO of the company. I was formerly the Chief Operating Officer. Christian has done a fantastic job in taking the company to where it is right now, but at the stage where we are, we felt it was important to have a more technical person as CEO and also to have more focus on the African part, which is where the operations are actually taking place. So Christian remains with us as business development, and he will continue to support the growth of the company. Besides this change, Luis Adrian, who was our financial controller, is joining the board as chief financial officer, as executive director. Louise is a qualified chartered accountant, and she's been with the company since 2021, so she knows the company inside out. She's very competent, and she will be an excellent CFO. And last but not least, Simon Charles, who is a partner with a large lawyers firm in London, will join us as a non-executive director. Getting onto the LSE means we need to step up our corporate governance, among other things, and his experience in this matter and others will be instrumental to help us to do that.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay, and last but not least, I mean, let's touch on it again. Monte Mwambe, I know you've got sort of three phases to this and you're sort of in phase two now. Just explain what you know so far about Monte Mwambe and where you hope to get to, say, by the end of this year or by 2023.
Okay. So Monte Mwambe is a carbonatite-hosted rare earth project. Rare earths are a group of 17 different elements. There are many rare earth elements. The most critical and the most important in terms of value are neodymium, praseodymium, dysprosium, and terbium. These elements are used to make permanent magnets, which are essential to the transition from a world that runs on carbon-based energy to a world that runs on green energy, renewable energy. So these permanent magnets are used in electric vehicles and are used in wind turbines. At Monte Mwambe, when we look at the grades and when we look at the current value of these four metals, which are also called the magnet metals, about 90% of the value will come from these four metals: neodymium, praseodymium, terbium, and dysprosium. So far, we've done a JORC exploration target estimate, which came up to 56.6 million tons at 1.60-something percent total rare earth oxide. But that figure is not so important. What's important for us is the high-grade part of this exploration target. When we drilled, we found that there were some parts of the ore which were very high-grade, in average about 2.5% TREO. So the part of the exploration target that was high-grade was between 6 and 11 million tons at 2.4% plus total rare earth oxide, TREO. And for us, this was a very good base. So after we did the exploration target in July, we continued to drill specifically on these high-grade zones and to build up the database for the mineral resource estimate. So we think our mineral resource estimate is going to come out to something around 20 million tons at 2.5%. Mm-hmm. And when we compare with the definitive feasibility study of some of our peers in Africa, which were published last year, we can see that this is already the right size for a possible mining operation, because it's not very far in terms of size and in terms of grade from the reserve statements of our peers. So we know we already have a project which has very, very good characteristics.
Yeah, excellent stuff. Okay. And then and going forward, the timeline for the, what, where are you at the moment? Scoping study and then feasibility study, is that right?
Yes, the feasibility study, the pre-feasibility study, will commence officially once we finish the scoping study. But we will already start some activities in July, because there are some things that can be done early, like some infill drilling, also baseline studies for environmental studies. That's quite important. The pre-feasibility study is expected to take about 2 years. That's a very important step for the company, and we will design it in such a way that we will just need to do an upgrade to a DFS. We will not need to do a full DFS after the pre-feasibility study. Okay. We are trying by all means to fast-track the project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, listen, it's good to chat to you, Cedric, and well done on the listing on the main market there. And if you could right now, give us three quick reasons why someone should hit that follow button on your page and add Altona Rare Earths to their watch list, please.
All right. The first reason is a market. Rare earth elements are critical minerals. They are critical for the transition to green energy. They are critical for many other applications, like, for example, the screen you're looking at right now is made with rare earths. You can't have a phone screen or a computer screen without rare earths. So this market is bound to grow. The demand is bound to exceed the supply for many, many years to come. It's a good market to be in, especially at this stage. The second reason is that Montemouambe is a good project. So far, what we can see is that it has the right size, the right grade to become a mining operation. It has many other advantages. For example, there will be no community relocation involved because nobody lives in the project area, nobody lives in the license. The Tete province of Mozambique, in which Montemouambe is located, is also a very safe major mining area. There are four operating coal mines there. There is a large iron and steel project, so it's really a mining region. So this project so far ticks all the boxes. Mm-hmm. The last reason is that if you look at Altona's share price and if you compare to some of our peers, which admittedly are more advanced than us, you can immediately see that the project and the company is undervalued. So if you want to get on board, now is the right time.
Excellent stuff. Cedric, good to chat to you. And hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.